Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region bringing you the latest news. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is the 13th of March, a Friday, 2026. Fergus County commissioners in central Montana have declared a state of emergency because of the significant weather impacting the region. Thursday afternoon, the commissioners posted the declaration on the county's Facebook page. Gusty winds and a forecast of 8 to 18 inches of snow are expected to create life-threatening travel hazards, near zero visibility, and possible power outages. The city of Lewistown has declared snow event for Friday and Saturday. No vehicles, trailers, or equipment should be parked on Tier 1 streets. Residents are being asked to monitor local emergency broadcasts and check on vulnerable neighbors. City and county officials and law enforcement strongly urge residents to remain sheltered in place through Saturday and only travel if absolutely necessary because of anticipated road closures and hazardous conditions. State health officials are doubling down on their plan to roll out work requirements and other major changes to Medicaid months before a federal deadline. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports there are concerns whether their plan is feasible.
Last year, Congress passed President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. That legislation increased eligibility checks and added work requirements for people on Medicaid. Montana is overhauling its Medicaid system so it can verify whether people are working or meet a myriad of exemptions. States have until next year to implement the new rules. Jesse Counts with the State Health Department told lawmakers this week Montana will start July 1st.
We will be one of the few states in the nation that are able to go forward as an early adopter.
Counts says people won't be kicked off Medicaid until September for not meeting the new requirements. There are some doubts the state will be able to meet its self-imposed deadline. That's because the Big Beautiful Bill only gave states a broad outline for how to implement the new rules. Federal officials aren't expected to release detailed guidance until June. Heather O'Loughlin is with the Montana Budget and Policy Center. She says the state won't know until then how it's supposed to check whether someone meets an exemption, like medical frailty.
What does that mean? What types of conditions would be covered under medical frailty? Waiting for that guidance would be prudent.
Jennifer Tolbert with KFF, a nonprofit health policy research group, says until the rules are finalized, states are essentially guessing what the nitty-gritty requirements will be.
If they guess wrong, they will then have to go back and make changes to systems, to policies, to procedures.
She says those kinds of changes take time. In a written statement to MTPR, the state health department said it doesn't expect additional guidance will impact its July 1st deadline. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Severe winds Thursday morning blew across the state. Flathead County saw some of the strongest gusts, with winds reaching 96 miles per hour in Glacier National Park. Downed trees and power lines led to outages throughout Montana. West of the Divide, utility companies estimated over 11,000 customers lost power. Interstate 90 between Big Timber and Livingston closed for over an hour as Montana Highway Patrol responded to multiple semi-trucks that blew over. Those lanes were reopened to traffic around 4 yesterday afternoon. The National Weather Service officials say more snow and rain alongside dropping temperatures is anticipated throughout the weekend. A ballot initiative aimed at restricting dark money in Montana elections is advancing. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
Dubbed the Montana Plan, the proposal would prohibit any entity that does business in Montana from contributing to candidates, political parties, or ballot issues. Backers say it's a loophole around the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which says corporate money in politics is protected as free speech. Their proposal, I-194, was originally conceived as a constitutional amendment, but Attorney General Austin Knutson deemed it legally insufficient, and the Montana Supreme Court agreed. Its backers downgraded it to a statutory initiative, meaning it would be enshrined in state law but not the Constitution. Former Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan is spearheading the campaign. He says he's glad the proposal is advancing, but worries about its future as a statute.
It can be tinkered with in the legislature or changed outright in a manner that the citizens don't have as much control over as they do in these other processes.
The proposal needs 60,000 endorsements from voters across the state by the end of June to secure a spot on the ballot. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
High wind prompted power outages throughout central and eastern Montana starting Thursday morning, continuing throughout the day. According to the National Weather Service, gusts topped 70 miles per hour at the Billings Airport Thursday afternoon. Power outages in the city disrupted traffic signals downtown and interrupted school. Meteorologist Bob Sutzenfand with the Weather Service in Billings says the wind is part of a jet streak moving across the state.
And so basically you have strong winds aloft that are mixing down to the surface. The most widespread highest gusts are in central and eastern Montana, but even in western Montana, they've had gusts over 50 to 60 miles per hour.
As of this morning, PowerOutage.com is listing Yellowstone with a little under 5,500 outages, Lincoln County with a little over 2,600, and Sanders at 788. Other counties affected include Park, Missoula, Lake, Powder River. Wind prompted business closures across central and eastern Montana, including the Logan Landfill in Gallatin County, Red Lodge Mountain, and Zoo Montana. Law enforcement in Rosebud, Judith, Basin County, and Park County responded to toppled semi-trucks and other vehicle accidents. For much of the day, travelers dealt with closures along main highways like I-90 and I-94, also I-25 in Wyoming, and 80 across the southern part of the state were affected at different times during the day. Drivers can check road conditions on the Montana Department of Transportation website or call 511. According to the Weather Service in Billings, the wind did weaken as the day ended. Snow started, and the forecast is snow through Saturday night, potentially impacting roads. Scientists say a staff exodus from the National Institutes of Health will harm the nation's ability to respond to illness. In President Donald Trump's second term, the NIH has lost about 20% of its workforce. KFF Health News reports that many left by choice. That follows the administration's effort to curb research it says wasn't a priority. Phil Stewart is a federal scientist who studied tick-borne diseases in Montana. He retired 2 years early due to the tumult.
There is a ban on travel, a hiring freeze. The number of people doing research is reduced. At what point do you finally say enough is enough?
The NIH is the world's largest public funder of biomedical research. The agency has played a central role in life-saving discoveries, including ways to treat heart disease and cancer. Trump officials say a shakeup at the agency was overdue. Whooping cough is continuing to spread in Wyoming, and state health officials say they're concerned. Wyoming Department of Health reports in a Wednesday news release there have been 26 confirmed cases of whooping cough, or pertussis, so far this year, with two-thirds of the reported cases in Fremont County in the central part of the state. Pertussis, or whooping cough, is a highly contagious respiratory infection caused by Bordetella pertussis bacteria, characterized by severe, violent coughing fits that can last for 6 to 10 weeks or more. WDH officials add that actual case numbers are likely higher because many illnesses may not be recognized as pertussis. Last year, Wyoming reported 148 cases. That was the highest number of cases since 1951. Organizers of Helena's No Kings rally say Montana's new capital permit rule is blocking weekend protests if they require any state resources. They argue it violates free speech rights. Montana Free Press reports the state quietly changed its permit guidelines last month. The policy says permitted public events can only run on weekdays, during business hours, and not on holidays. Officials say it cuts costs and does not violate the Constitution. The state says weekend gatherings can still happen without equipment like sound stages. Indivisible Helena says it needs power and a stage for its speakers. The group plans to shift its March 28th rally to the street in front of the Capitol. The Capitol complex has long been a preferred location for protests, government press conferences, ceremonies, and other public gatherings, including No Kings rallies that have drawn thousands of protesters to Helena, most recently on a Saturday last October. The next nationwide No Kings rally is set for Saturday, March 28th. That's The Worm for this Friday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have an edition of The Weekend Worm for you.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.